Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Yesterday, I talked about some new kind of thing that psychologists in the Washington, D.C. metro area and other places around the country now are starting to see, and they're calling it sort of Trump stress. And they're talking about the stress that people are feeling, the anxiety, the worry, the embarrassment, the anger that people are feeling at the rise of this reality star billionaire who has a very strong ability to become the next president of the United States, and he's rising pretty quickly. And so yesterday when I was giving you advice about this, I said, turn off the TV, stop watching the pundits, get some exercise, read a book, stop reading every newspaper like I do, stop worrying so much because these things have a way of working themselves out and karma can be a real bummer when it comes back around to bite you in the ass. But if he is rising in the polls, there is one other thing that you can do. And my husband said this to me last night, and I hadn't even really thought of it. I don't know why I didn't think of it. If this stress starts to affect you and you are feeling truly worried, then your best way to fight it is to get out and vote. And I hadn't even thought of saying that yesterday when I was giving you, you know, exercise advice and nutrition advice and reading advice about this type of stress. You know, there's massage and yoga and acupuncture and exercise and all of these kinds of things to help you with the stress. But in this particular type of stress, you can actually utilize a measure of control. You can go out and vote, and you can vote for the person you feel most qualified for. And if you're somebody who is really worried and you are so opposed to Donald Trump that you can't even abide by it, go out and cast your vote. If you live in Chicago like we do, you can cast your vote a few times. Vote early, vote often. That's what they say here in Chicago. So it's always a good thing to think about is that you can do that. You can sell your votes. You can buy your votes. There's a lot of things you can do if you live in the city of Chicago, because we've always been doing those kinds of things. But anywhere else that you happen to live, if you're listening within our live stream here, go out and vote. But again, stop reading some of the worrisome articles. Get some exercise. Read a book. Take a walk outside, because that's a wonderful way to get rid of the Trump stress. That's enough. I'm not going to mention it again. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.